Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And we're also on Twitter. We're also on Facebook, so check all that out. And you can link to all those links from my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Bert Folsom is our guest, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, and the co-author, and I messed up earlier, Bert. You're the co-author of FDR Goes to War, because there's another very important co-author on that book, and that's Anita Folsom, who I believe is related to you, isn't she, Bert?
Well, that became a question when we were writing the book, whether that might be true. I co-authored a book with my wife, and yeah. it was funny. We kind of got off doing something like that. It was a bit of an awkward start, but we finished strong.
Like the old maps, ye who go beyond here, abandon all hope.
one time, Jim, I'd been saying, well, you got to redo the sentence a little differently. And at one point she came up and said, Bert, the first five pages of this chapter on the withholding tax should be eliminated. I thought, what? And you know what? She was right. They're gone.
I hate it when they're right, don't you, Bert?
I hate it when they're right, but she was right. She was a great co-author. She knows a lot about military history.
Yeah,
always loved.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys did this one together. And these are available wherever books are sold, folks. New Deal or Raw Deal, and FDR Goes to War. Bert, we're talking about history. Let's look let's take what's going on right now, and I'd like to get you to focus on the next year. I know you're a historian, but take what you've seen in history and look at what you see shaping up for the new year, for 2012, and give us your thoughts, please.
Unfortunately, you see a little bit more of the same. Maybe that sounds like kind of a dull prediction, but I don't see any reason to believe that we're going to break out of any of our economic problems next year. Now, if we can have a change of regimes and get someone who wishes to free up the economy and trust markets more, I think we can come out of this in a great way.
But that won't help 2012.
No, but it could happen a little bit toward the end of the year, in the sense that, as you know, markets anticipate when a positive change is about to happen, and we very well may get that.
Well, I do believe, I am predicting, Bert, that there will be the dam of uncertainty that's holding back an awful lot of potential, an awful lot of capital, an awful lot of energy, an awful lot of entrepreneurship. That dam of uncertainty is going to break after the election of 2012, regardless of who gets elected president.
Interesting. The reason I say interesting is because all the indications are, given the available, if you look at this, just the politics of this, that the Republicans are going to pick up Senate seats because of the vulnerability of the Democrats. Their class of 2006 is up in 2012, and they did so well in 2006. So the Republicans are almost certain to pick up seats in this, and almost certain to retain control of the House, so that if President Obama is reelected, you really have a stalemate that's likely to occur for 4 years, but you somehow seem to think if that happens.
Well, and I think, well, see, I'm talking about the economy now. I'm not talking about Washington. What I'm saying is I think when the election happens, after the election, and this will be a 2013 event, and that I believe that the economy will significantly improve, because if we have a new president, then, as you say, there'll be hope for more of a market-based administration, more business-friendly administration, And if we don't have a new president, then we'll say, well, we know what we have, and this, we know what to deal, what we have to deal with for the next 4 years. But I'm not going to wish my life away for 4 more years. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to grow my business. I think I polled enough people, and I've reported on enough polling to know that people are withholding their growth opportunities right now.
Right.
They're not just not growing because they can't. They're not growing because they don't want to.
Right.
And if you don't believe that, okay, look at all the cash sitting on the sidelines.
Right. But cash sits on the sidelines because cash is not sure if it goes into the game, it will survive.
Right.
And that's what makes me wonder. I mean, you may be right, Jim. If that happens, interestingly enough, it would be almost a vindication of the strategy we've tried for the last 4 years. Say, well, it just took 4 years to recover from what we've been going through the previous.
I don't think it'll be a vindication. I'm not saying that when the dam breaks, it'll be the same. If Obama's reelected, that it'll be the same level as if a Republican is elected, but I believe it will change, and something will happen after that.
We almost forget that in 2003, when we cut taxes from 39 to 35% income, of course, we've had some capital gains cuts as well, we almost doubled the number of millionaires, people reporting $1 million in income.
And all those people were not on Wall Street either, by the way.
Yeah. Those kinds of things make a difference. I can remember 11 years ago, Jim, you were asking me at almost this time of year, what in the world, area, it was a little earlier, what's going to happen with the presidential situation, because we had the Gore and Bush,
right,
the chaos that was developing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's really hard to predict. But, you know, I admire that you have anticipated, for example, on the political side.
Well don't admire it yet. It hasn't come true. Although, I'm 7 out of 10 for the last 11 years. Bert, give us your website, please, quickly.
Yes, bertfolsom.com.
Check it out, bertfolsom.com. Quick break. We come back. I'm going to ask Bert to tell us what he thinks the Supreme Court is going to do with Obamacare. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.